Welcome to On Our Watch, a podcast about coastal erosion and sustainability in Louisiana, as well as the implications for coastal systems worldwide. My name is Marion Evans. I'm a filmmaker and a producer of the documentary On Our Watch, a feature-length film about Louisiana's coastal land loss crisis. The film's director, Jonathan Evans, and I are proud to produce this podcast series that will continue to explore important coastal issues through conversations with local residents, community leaders, and experts. In this episode, we're speaking with Scott Ankar. Scott is the owner and manager of Jenny V Seafood, an oyster distributor based in Houma, Louisiana. Scott is a pillar in the oyster industry, bringing over 35 years of oyster harvesting and farming experience. And now, our interview with Scott Ankar. Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us.
Sure.
So I know that you've been working in the oyster industry for many years now, and I was wondering if you could tell me about how you got started in this industry and how you decided to create Jenny V Seafood.
I remember it started as a kid growing up in the town of Happy Jack, Louisiana, and there was a dock, a seafood dock behind my house where I grew up. And a lot of summer days were spent there working on the docks, and they bought oysters and bought shrimp and crabs and all kinds of things. And just I was kind of fascinated by the oysters, and just over time developed a love for them, you know, how to catch them and the different techniques and whatnot. So, and that was at about probably at about 13.
Okay. So yes. You started young.
Yes, I'm 53.
And then you started Jenny V's Seafood with your wife, Jenny V.
With Jenny, yes. Jenny and I, yes. Uh-huh. And she's fifth generation.
Okay.
Oyster farmer, family farmer. And I'm first generation.
Okay.
Two different parishes, Plaquemines Parish, and she's Terrebonne Parish, of course.
Awesome. And so what is a typical day like for you as the owner and manager of Jenny V's Seafood?
Well, you know, so Jenny and I manage the store together. We can be anywhere at any time. My morning started at about 4:30. Hers started not long after that because of we have a 12-year-old daughter, getting her ready for school. I could be on the water within hours of that given day and spend hours on the water and or be here, you know, mm-hmm. spending hours here too, doing different tasks. This is a new venture for us, for me, on the retail side, but for Jenny, she was previously in retail and wholesale with her parents. So we started this venture together about 17 years ago.
Awesome. Yeah, this is a beautiful retail space that you all have.
Thank you.
What do you like most about getting to work on the coast, and what do you think is unique about the Louisiana coast in particular?
Well, I mean, the beauty alone as a kid was fascinating. The freedom was fascinating. The quietness, the creatures that were out there, it was all uninterrupted, mm-hmm. you know. And so that was a big attraction, you know. I just felt like I could run anywhere and just be a kid, you know.
Yeah.
But in the marsh, so we were wet a lot, you know. We had a lot of wet clothes. So.
Yeah. What do you think sets Louisiana apart from other states that harvest oysters?
The culture. Yeah. With each bayou, each parish along the coast, there's so many different cultures and blended together. I mean, it's remarkable. Just, you know, you can come from one parish and know three different languages that the other parish doesn't mm-hmm. know, you know, so that makes it unique. And so, yeah, the culture.
Yeah. So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about some of the eco-friendly harvesting techniques that Jenny V Seafood uses to get its oysters.
So in my early career, I learned how to hand pick. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was called cooning. So, and I worked with a guy that taught me how to do that, but also to plant at the same time, like learning your ABCs. And we used 5-gallon buckets. We didn't waste a shell. We always put them back in the water. And I learned about where to put them on the beds, what part of the bed was the best area to grow them. Mm-hmm. I learned about the predators with this one particular gentleman. And It was basic 101 stuff, or even lower than that, you know, pre-K stuff. But it really, I use the same tools today, just magnified, you know, into bigger type plants and planting, mm-hmm. you know. So it was very, very basic.
So hand picking, why is that better for the environment?
Well, so there's a technique to it. It's not just somebody wandering around, stumbling around. It's a technique that applies in certain scenarios where the water, also shallower waters. So it's a little less invasive, but the dredging part also is a tool, if used correctly, is pro environment too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like oyster tongs and any tool that you may use, you can use it the right way or use it the wrong way.
Right.
The hand picking coming from that, I lean towards that. I've used that application a lot more. And I've seen, I know how to do it correctly.
Right.
You know, so, and the people that I have working with me know how to do it correctly. They're professionals. So I've noticed, you know, there's just less impact. And again, that in itself too has to be done correctly.
Right.
So,
but you have that history of knowing how to do it.
Yes.
And what type of involvement has Jenny V Seafood had with coastal restoration efforts over the years?
So we started planting. We built a boat that would allow us to go into these shallower waters to plant for both hand picking, the cooning, and dredging. Okay. So this boat has the ability to go into the shallow water with massive amounts of material on the proper tide and all the correct situations. And you know, you just, over the years, we've seen the coast disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that freedom and that awareness, it just became less and less, you know, and more open to Mother Nature. You know, Mother Nature was taking its toll. So we've strategically learned how to develop areas, and both for the benefit of oyster farming and for the coast. And having been through Katrina and then now through Ida, really have come to fine tune the techniques that help our beds survive. And as we're learning about this, in you know, the coastal environment, how to plant to where it can help shear some of the you know, the pressures that come from these storms. So it's a win-win, you know, for us, you know. So, and I always have it in mind now, especially the last 15 years, you know. You know, we look at our beds and I'll try to position something somewhere that'll help keep this bayou intact, you know, or keep this landmass intact. Or from a bottom view, let's say, we'll elevate the reefs to mm-hmm. take more friction from the storms, to absorb more of that pressure, you know.
Yeah,
it comes in with the hurricane.
You see with your own eyes the changes.
Yeah, because we, especially through this Ida situation, mm-hmm. some of our deeper water beds were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the watersheds changed with the loss of the coastline, so the drainage is different. It's not as pronounced, and so our techniques, we adjusted some techniques. And we feel like they're going to work. You know, we know they're going to work, and it's a long term benefit for everybody, short term and long term.
You know, yeah.
So,
and you were saying earlier you have a kind of like an oyster shell recycling.
So we started a small program here at Jenny V's about helping us rebuild the coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we advertise that. We've been advertising that, I think, since about maybe 2018 or 19, about rebuilding Louisiana's coast 70 tons at a time. And that's our boat, our planting boat, the raw deal. It carries about 70 tons of material. And since we've built this storefront here with the public awareness, we're asking people to, hey, join Team Jenny V's and let's get out there and help preserve our coast, you know, oyster lovers or not, but, you know, coastal lovers and for the love of our country, you know, and our state, you know, so.
Yeah. And then lastly, I wanted to ask you, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on just the state of the oyster industry in Louisiana and what your hopes are for the future of the industry.
Well, you know, of course, you want to see it keep going. You know, you want to see it persevere through the thick and thin times. But it's challenging there, which is okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
There are other states that are bringing oysters online from a business standpoint that's created some headwinds, but it's okay. You know, more oysters in the environment overall in the bigger picture is a good thing. So that's been challenging from a business perspective, but the industry itself, you know, finds a way, you know, and it's the American way to be innovative, you know, so we continue to, we're seeing new people in the business. I don't discourage anybody. I'm still at a point in my life where I enjoy the challenges of it all and the learning, you know, too.
Yeah.
So there's always something to learn. You just have to pay attention.
Yeah, you have to be adaptable.
Sure.
For sure. As long as people are eating oysters, then you're good.
Yeah, you know, I've coined a phrase over here, and everybody tells me about the luck I have in planting, you know, that, wow, you know, you got another good spat set, you're lucky. I said, well, you know, I love oysters and they love me, you know. But it goes back to those early days of working with this gentleman and teaching me the ABCs. And I've never forgotten them, so I use that today still.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Scott,
for
talking to me today.
Sure.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to On Our Watch. We hope you enjoyed our discussion with Scott Ankar. Don't forget to subscribe to On Our Watch on your favorite podcast app to be notified about future episodes. You can find our feature-length documentary, On Our Watch, as well as a video version of today's episode, in the links below. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back with another episode next week. This podcast is made possible through support from the Greater New Orleans Foundation and executive produced by Bruno UK Steiner.